applause. Angie, good job. Yeah, good job. All right, Ms. Mark.
I'm going to dovetail just quickly. This is so spontaneous. I just had to share it with the church, just basically on what Angie was saying. This is Harley. This is little Harley. And she is a beautiful young girl. She's in my Sunday school class. She's granddaughter of Angie and George back there. And she just turned 5, I think she told me, right? Is that correct? Well, Doris and I were encouraging her when she saw the praise team get up on stage. She said, oh, I'd like to go. And we said, okay, we'll go on up. And then she said, well, I'm afraid. And we said, well, you'll sing for Jesus. She took right off on up there. She talks about Jesus all the time, does she not?
Yes.
All the time. And so when she came back off the stage, I said, give me a high five. And she gave me a high five, and she looked at me, and she said, I've been waiting my whole life to be there.
$4,500 in our roofing fund this morning.
All right. We get ready to put another $5,000 in there next week, then we're going to be at $9,500.
Yeah.
So that's right. We're getting there. We're getting there. One other thing, too, that I want to just share with you, because I know that some of you have been asking me, and I really need for you to keep this in prayer. There is a very good chance that this coming week we're going to close on our house. I need for you to pray along those lines. Carl and Renee have been waiting for this day for
years. Oh, yeah.
They're so happy they're going to get to act like sinners again and everything. But please keep that in mind. If that happens, it's going to get very fast-paced for Monica and I, real fast. So, but we will handle all of that. But anyway, okay, we're going to start a new preaching series today. We spent almost 9.5 months in the book of Revelation. We finished that study. It was a great study. I enjoyed it. Now we're going to change gears, and we're going to change the format. I'm excited about this because this is really the first time I've actually done this format. I'm trying to come up with new ways after being here almost 27 years of presenting something different. And I've not talked about on the subject of heaven in the way that I'm going to discuss this subject today. To me, there's no greater subject than Christian people to talk about than heaven.
Amen.
I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to be without this tube in my stomach. I don't deal with dialysis no more. I don't have to deal with aggravating mean people no more. It's just going to be wonderful. I don't have to have bills to pay. I don't have to worry about anything. I can't wait till that day gets here.
Amen.
What about you? I'm going to want a hand of applause and say. Now, over almost 35 years of ministry, I've had people ask me a lot of questions about this subject. Now, a lot of people have a lot of what I call opinions about heaven, and that's fine. But if you can't back it up with Scripture, it's just an opinion. You could be right, for all I know. But you may not be exactly right either, because like I said, as I used the subject or the illustration last week, some people who like to fish think heaven's going to be all day in a boat fishing. That's heaven. Or if you play golf, you'll be playing golf all day. If you love pets, you'll just be around pets all day. You know, if you love sports, you'll just be around sports all the time. I don't know about all that. I can't prove that by Scripture, but if you're right, that's fine with me too. As long as I'm with Jesus, that's all that matters to me. Now, saying all of that, there have been some people who've asked me questions about heaven, and I'm going to look at these questions. I'm going to take 3 questions a week, and I'm going to answer them scripturally. Now, if I answer them with God's Word, you can put it in the bank. Black and white, this is the way it's going to be. So over the next probably couple, 2 or 3 months, we're going to deal with the subject of the questions on heaven that people have asked me over 35 years. We're going to take them one at a time, then we're going to look at the Scripture. So how the format's going to be is Larry's going to put the question up here, because I've told him to put it up there. He minds me on occasions, okay? So he's going to put the question up there first. We're going to look at the question. And then the next screen is going to show us the Scripture that talks about that. I'm taking them in a particular order to talk about the subject of heaven. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go, Brother Larry. Number 1, is heaven a real place? Now, before I put the Scripture up there, when I say, is heaven a real place, this is a real pew. I can sit in it. Okay, you know, Doris here is a real person. See, real person. Flesh, that means real. It's in front of me, it's real. Is heaven a real place? Or is it just some type of atmosphere or clouds or just float around? Or, you know, is heaven a real place? Do you get the question? All right, here we go. Brother Larry. We're going to answer it this way. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house, Jesus is speaking, are many mansions. In the Greek, the word is rooms. I like the way King James puts it. If God built a room, it's a mansion to me. All right, give them all a hand of applause in his house. Right? Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Real. I go to prepare a place for you. Place here is the same word we get residence. You live in a place, don't you? You've got an address. It could be an apartment, it could be a house, it could be a trailer. You have an address, it's a real place. It's a residence from which you live. Heaven is a place of residence for you and I to be. Now, I'm not going to get any bills there. I'm not going to get any letters there. I don't need the post office to deliver anything to me, but it is a real place. Now, not only is it a real place, it's a prepared place. Every time that I do a Christian funeral, I use this illustration and this scripture. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Not everybody's going. You got to be prepared. See the word here? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, Jesus is going to go, and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Oh, yes, he will. And receive unto you myself. Now, look at this. That where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
Not only is heaven a real place, but Jesus is a real person. We're going to be able to touch him. We're going to be able to hug him. We're going to be able to talk with him. He is our Savior. He's our Lord, and he's going to know you by name without a name tag. You understand that? He's going to know you by name. He's going to have a good memory. He's going to know who you are and what you're all about. And here's the deal. There's most, a lot of people I forget sometimes. The most aggravating thing that Mom can get the maddest at me about is when someone comes up to me and all of my public jobs, all the people I've married, all the people I have baptized for over 35 years, there's always somebody coming up to me and say, "Oh, Brother Roger, it's good to see you. How are you doing? How are things going?" I don't know who they are. So, but that means that I don't introduce my wife. And then they'll walk away. Monica said, "It's whatever. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm your wife. Introduce me." I said, "Monica, whatever. I'm a little worker. I don't remember." And that's awful. I'm telling you, I'm getting slack work. I don't remember my name half the time. You know, when you get in the 50s, and there goes your mind. Isn't that right? Dolores. When she gets mad at me, she goes through a whole list of names, but she'll finally get to my name. I can't imagine Jill going through all that name. I will figure out your name.
Don't get this decision.
That's right. That's exactly right. But it is a prepared place for prepared people. It is real. And there he is where I want to be. Is heaven a real place? Yes, it is. I can't wait for us to get to the real place, to the streets of gold, to the trees of life, to the rivers that flow through the middle of it. I can't wait. What a beautiful place. It is a prepared place for prepared people. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, what's our next question? All right, preacher. If it's a real place, oh, where is it? Is it down? Is it up? Is it sideways? Is it here on earth? Is it in heaven? Where is it? I'd like to know. If I want to go there, I would not know where it's at. You get that with me? You with me? You ever thought about that before? What does the scripture actually say? Now, we just got through studying the book of Revelation, so we have a little bit of an idea here, but I am always answered in this way. I'm going to show it to you. All right, Brother Larry. In Ephesians, Paul says, "He that descended is the same also that ascended," talking about Jesus, "of far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." Here's all I say about heaven. It's up. It ain't down. It's up. Now, we all know that during the millennium, when we're here on this planet, we just got through studying that, of course, a new heaven and a new earth is coming, and it's coming from where? Above. Now, here's what I also say when it comes to sin. I don't care what's happening. Be honest with you, I don't care. If Jesus is there, if it's up, down, if it's sideways, I don't care. I don't care where it's at. I just want to be there.
Amen.
Okay? So let's don't get all up into the details other than the fact it's where Jesus is. Jesus ascended. I'm just going to make the assumption God's word says it's up, and that's okay with me. Now, I'm not big on heights. I used to love heights. And I'm a little shaky on heights. When that trumpet sounds, I can just see me saying, "Now, wait a minute, Jesus." Now, you're taking me way up there. Now, should I be afraid? You know, I'm not big on heights. Now, if I'm in an airplane, it's not too bad. But, you know, you get me up there a little high, it gets a little, you know. A few years ago, we took Stephanie and Matthew and Monica and I, we went to the Grand Canyon. And there's an actual walk there. If any of you have ever been there, there's an actual walk that you can go out over the Grand Canyon, and it's glass below you. Oh, hello. You ought to try that little trick. Now, of course, you know, these two here, they're just skipping out there and doing flips out there. Here's what I'm hoping. Now, along the way, it tells you the weight limit. Another thing, we flew a helicopter down into the Grand Canyon. That also has a weight limit. What's wrong with this world? Why does everything have a weight limit for? That's none of their business what I weigh. Is it, Kevin? Ain't none of their business what I weigh. If it falls, it falls. That's what I say, you know. Of course, Monica, she gets right under on the scale. Here. But, do what now? Thank God for that, honey. That's right. Oh, yeah, give him a hand. Yeah. I understand completely. That's right. All right, question number three. Here we go, Larry. Okay. I get asked a lot about this. And again, we just got through studying this. The Bible talks about if your name's not in a particular book, you're not going to see heaven. A book. A book. The Bible refers to it as the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay. What is this book? How do I get my name in it? Some people have different theories about this book. Some people say we're born with our name in the book. They can be blotted out if you don't accept Jesus. Other theories is we're born in this life with our name not in the book, and as we accept Jesus Christ, it's written in the book. I'm not going to argue it either way. All I want is I want my name in it. If it's in there from the beginning, thank God it wouldn't have raced out. And if it wasn't in there from the beginning, thank God Jesus wrote it. So you with me so far, you blow a hand on the box. All right, let's take a look at the scripture, Brother Larry. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We just studied this in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And there shall in no wise enter into any things, Revelation 21, 27, that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. People want to talk to me about heaven, and I like that. But here's what I always, when people want to ask me questions about heaven, I said, how about let's concentrate not on how great heaven is, let's concentrate on how to get there. And are you going there? Because we can talk about how grand something is, but if you never get to experience it, it's just talk. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. It's not for everybody. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's not my law. That's God's way. Because God is the one who controls the book. Jesus is the one who does the writing. Whether it's been in there from the beginning and you just secure it through the blood of Jesus, or whether or not it was never in there and Jesus writes your name in it from the time you accept Him. One way about it, you need to understand. Now, a lot of people also ask me this question about children. And I always answer this. Children have no greater friend on this planet than Jesus. I believe that once a child is conceived, that belongs to Jesus in the womb of the mother. And I don't apologize for that. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Whether that child survives, whether that child is born, and we lose a lot of children to all kinds of things. I believe with all of my heart there's not a child that's conceived that child leaves this planet, not knowing right from wrong, they're going to be in heaven. Later on in this series, I'm going to answer the question, will there always be a child in heaven? Or when they get there, are they an adult? I'm not going to answer that today. That comes later on. Because that's a very interesting thought. Because if a child is never born, what's it going to be like in heaven? Good question, isn't it? And you're thinking, oh, I wish you'd answer that now. No, I'm not. But it's coming later. We're going to talk about that. But I believe this. There is an age of accountability. We talk about this. And all that simply is, folks, is when a child knows right from wrong, they become accountable for their actions. I don't judge that. Listen in closely. I do not judge that, and you better not judge that. The only person that's going to judge that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you understand that? I don't care if that child is 2 or 22. There are people that are 60 years old and have the mind of a child. Now, I'm not trying to be cute or funny. I'm probably, you know what I'm saying. There are children that are afflicted. But I believe with all of my heart that the greatest friend that a child has is Jesus. 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 And I believe this. I believe if something happens to that child is in heaven. And I pity the person who harms a child and does it in a way that does that child an injustice of being able to have a childhood and being able to have an adulthood, because they will answer to Jesus.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Three questions. Got a lot more questions coming. We answer them biblically. If I can't answer it biblically, it's an opinion. You get the difference? Okay, if you ask me my opinion, I'll tell you that. That doesn't mean that I can back that up. Don't mean anything. It's just my opinion. I will not answer a question about heaven on camera here unless I can back it up with Scripture. If you watch on the internet, you may have an opinion about heaven, and I think that's wonderful. But if you can't back it up with Scripture, I understand. And you're right. You're not. But what I show you in this study is scriptural. It's in black and white. And you will get a better picture of where heaven's at, what it's all about, what we're going to be doing, how much fun we're going to have, and all that's coming over the next couple months. On what is heaven? And the questions about it. And we'll answer one by one by one with scripture. Are you ready for the study? Say amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, oh, how precious it is to talk about heaven, a real place. A place that, Father, is away from this place. But, Father, it makes a difference where heaven is located. We are so thankful that we have the opportunity to go there because of you, Jesus. The Lamb's Book of Life. The question of the hour is this. The only way to get in the Lamb's Book of Life is to believe in Jesus. That's scriptural. That's biblical. If you're watching me by internet today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ, you need to do it. Time is running. The clock is running. One day Jesus is coming. You don't need to put off tomorrow what you can do today. No matter where you're at or what you're doing, if you're watching me on the internet, all you've got to do is bow your head and say, Jesus, please come into my life. I need you. I need you every hour. Please forgive me. I want to be a child of yours. And from that moment on, you have prepared yourself for heaven, and you will see a real place one day if you truly believe in Jesus. If you're here today in this congregation and you don't know Jesus, today is the day of salvation. It's today. It's right now. that moment, we're going to give you that opportunity. Father, bless these moments. We thank you for it. May everything that we do please you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, Stephanie, what's our invitation?
141, Old Rugged Cross.
Away. said, it's a really good promotion for me. So I'm really excited. You know, obviously, I will come back and visit as often as I can. And I have a new spot near the beach for mom and dad to come visit. So I'm very, very excited. My family's been very, very supportive.
I get 2 weeks vacation.
My family's been very supportive. So if you're ever in North Carolina, ring me up. Yeah, so this is my last Sunday, even though I'm not leaving Kentucky for another couple of weeks. I need the next couple of weeks to do a lot of things, obviously. Do a lot of paperwork and clear things out. So I told Dad this would be my last Sunday. So I just want to thank you all for letting me come back for a second time for the last couple of months. This is obviously my church home, so it's not goodbye, it's just see you later. And so I will be back often to visit. Please keep me in prayer, support. It's exciting, it's bittersweet. I'm trying to be excited about it, look at the fun parts of it. So once I get there, things will really fast and I have a lot to do, so I'm trying not to get overwhelmed with it. But it's really exciting for me to start a new phase in my life, my career, my life. So please keep me in your prayers. Please stay updated. I'm on Facebook. Say hi to me. And I'll be back to visit many times. So, and Dad asked me to play a piano special for you all. So I think you're kind of used to that by now. But I'll play one that a lot of people have.